This is The Rounds Table.
Hey, Rounds Table listeners. It's a throwback Thursday, even though we're recording on a Tuesday. Amol Verma and I, Kieran Quinn, are joining you back on another episode of the relaunch of The Rounds Table. Huge thanks to the brothers Frelich for inviting us on. Amol, great to hear your voice again.
I know, it's been a really long time. I am alive and well, and I'm really excited that the Rounds Table is also alive and well, despite our sort of ominous almost death in the summer.
I know, there was a sunset and now we're on a sunrise again. I missed it, so I'm happy that we're back on and it's fired up again, ready to roll. So on that note, let's get into the rapid fire style format that the Frelich brothers are now using, which I love. And I'll introduce the article that I'm going to talk about today, Amol, for the one of the four we'll talk about, is called The Association of Patient Priorities Aligned Decision-Making with Patient Outcomes and Ambulatory Healthcare Burden Among Older Adults with Multiple Chronic Conditions, a non-randomized clinical trial, and a mouthful as well, published by Dr. Mary Tinetti et al. In JAMA Internal Medicine in October of 2019.
That sounds exciting. Tell me about the study. Tell me, why did the authors do this study?
Well, most people know, and if you don't know, the burden of rising complex disease is also accompanied by increasing healthcare expenditures. So generally, healthcare systems are shifting their focus on trying to provide high-value care. That is, care that improves the patient experience, the health of our population, at the lowest possible cost, this so-called triple aim. And since many older adults with complex illness report a preference to focus on comfort over survival, the question really is, can we achieve this if we align care with the stated preferences of our patients? So on that note, the research question that the authors asked for this study was to determine whether care that is guided by patient priorities is associated with a perception of more goal-directed and less burdensome care compared with usual care.
That's great. And so how did they explore this? What it sounds like an incredibly nuanced question, actually.